Today, I'm going to talk about the missional heart of God. Reverend Sidney told me that this is the mission month, so there will be, you're going to hear from many different gospel workers or your pastors about mission. So just note that I'm not talking about the missional heart of myself or a gospel worker, but it is about a missional heart of God, that we all come together today is to worship this one God, our Father God, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, also in each one of our hearts. Missional heart is very different from missional, just about missional mind, what we know. But how what we know really go into the heart. So that's about the topic, missional heart of God. And the first reading that you're very familiar, a story that's probably beginning of the Genesis in chapter 12, God called one person. From that person, one family. One family become one nation. And that one nation, including all of us now, because we are all heir of Abraham. From Abram to become Abraham. In this one, what he said is, the Lord said to Abram, and then you see that God said, I will bless you. I mean, I've seen so many young people, we all really want God to bless us with good results in the exam, give us the talent, give us the physical strong bodies, give us a great career, give us a future, good partners, family, blessing us. Or some of us who bless us, bless our relatives so that they become followers of Jesus. A lot about us. Yes, God will bless us, and that's what God bless Abram. I will bless you. But I just want to introduce to you one person. His name is Don Richardson. He is a Bible teacher, Bible scholar. He said, let's look at blessing. Blessing always comes, God's blessing comes as a pair. God will bless you. But why God bless you? Because God did not finish his word. He said, and all people on earth will be blessed through you. God bless you so that you become a channel of love of His blessing to bless all the people, all the nations. It's not just blessing you, and all the time we are praying, God bless me. So Abram really followed God and then starts to go to a place where he didn't know exactly, and where his family relations will be. Don Richardson said, this missional heart of God, this message of God is so clear. So if we are saying that I will bless you, it's just like a top line. If you can imagine our head, there is a top line that I will bless you, but there is another bottom line. That is that God bless all the nations through you. Always comes as a pair, top line, bottom line. And let's carry on to see how that message will be. Let's carry on our next slide if it works. It's, yeah, okay. this time is Abraham Lau. So Abraham has changed, God changed his name to Abraham. Because Abraham means exalted father, very honored, very respected father. But Abraham means father of many nations, father of multitudes. Abraham, God said, Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation. What's that line? Top, bottom, that's the top line. Abraham will surely become a great nation and powerful nation. But remember, it's not stopping there. And all nations on earth will be blessed through him. This is the time that God came to Abraham and tell him, even you are 99 years old now, you will have a son. So again, see, blessing always comes as a pair. We carry on looking at it. True. After Isaac, Isaac have Jacob, so we are the grandson of Abraham now. Genesis 28:14. What God said to Jacob, your descendants will be like the dust of the earth. What's the dust like? So this time it's not about the stars that you cannot count, the sand that you cannot count, but dust. Dust, when you blow dust, the dust will not fall back on the same place. It will scatter. Not just scatter, it will go east, west, south, north, it will expand. It will go further. So, who said that? That is what the Bible is saying. It will expand, it will move on. Why? Because all people on earth will be blessed through you and your offering. This is God's heart. It's not just that God particular love the Israel people. I love you, I want you to become a great nation. Clearly, God said, I blessed you so that you become blessings of all nations. This is what God has said to Jacob. This nation then went to Egypt. God brings everything. God brings these disasters, droughts. They were in there 400 years. Then left. Well, then you know the story. Many of you have the Sunday school. Well, the Red Sea separate, then they walk through. 1 million people walk through the Red Sea. But how many go to the Promised Land? Two. Two out of the 1 million people. Can you imagine? All the people, wow, seeing this miracle. Wow, the Red Sea open. Let them walk through. But only two remain, and now, after Moses, it is Joshua, saying, now, this second generation, like many of our young people now you're seeing God's miracle. And what they're saying, they are drying up the Jordan River again. So God let these people able to see and others similar to the Red Sea, the Jordan River, stop far that they can see is upstream. Stop in there, just like a wall of water. And then imagine, then they walk, then the priest put the ark in the river and they walk through there. Then they take the ark as soon as they left, the river flow through. Wow, the second generation can see that. And what did they say? Why God bless them? He did this so that all the people of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful. All nations, all the earth. The Israel people in there, and then later on, they have the king. They have King Saul, they have King David, and then it's King Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 8, 41-43, they build the holy temple. Remember in here when we start service, Tony, you played wonderfully. That hymn, I don't know if you know where that music comes from. It's called Our Lord is in His Temple. That to cleanse our heart, to prepare our spirit, to prepare the worship. So every Sunday you start off with that. The Lord is in His temple. Well, wonderfully, you would play that music, that as if, while the heavenly sound coming down. And that is the atmosphere of the first king. That when King Solomon prayed for a long prayer, you go and read that. When they pray, when the choir sings, the glory of God comes down. And what did God say? So that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you. It's not just about Israel. If we think that when we read the Old Testament, it's a lot about these kings, a lot of this, it's far from the truth. It's always blessing comes that God bless Israel. God bless you, all of you, young people, or different ages, but God bless you so that you become blessings to all nations. Solomon's father, David, has written this beautiful psalm based on Aaron's prayer. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine upon us, blessing us. But remember, you should not stop there. That your ways may be known on earth. Your salvation among all nations. God will bless us and all the ends of the earth will feel Him. This is God's heart. If we are saying that we are not quite clear what was the message of God, what was the God's heart, I can tell you Don Richardson saying this message, God bless you so that you become blessings of all nations, appears 395 times. 395 times in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. And then you see, wow, it's amazing. Prophet Isaiah, by that time, the kingdom, one kingdom has gone. It becomes the north, Israel, and the south, Judah kingdom. And now, Prophet Isaiah is speaking to the south kingdom, south kingdom. And when he said, God said, it is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. Wow! To restore the tribes of Jacob. Jacob has 12 sons, and that is about the Israel. Restoring them, bringing back them. Just like blessing you so that this becomes this Kempsey Baptist Church has got this wonderful, able to share the good news to all the people around in Kempsey, in Sydney. But God said, this is still a small thing for me. What is the big thing then? I will make you a light for the Gentiles that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. That is God's heart. Yes, from this local area, but then carry on, not just in Sydney, not just in Australia, but all the earth. This is God's heart. The final book of the Old Testament, Malachi, chapter 1:11. It said, my name will be great among the nations. God said, the rising of the setting of the sun in every place. My name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Almighty. This is God's heart. Then you carry on. Then you can continue to see This is not just about the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it is the same. Before Jesus ascends to the heaven to sit next to the Father God, he said, go and make disciples. Go and make disciples where? Of all the nations. We do not just stop there. It's not just about discipleship, but discipleship of what? Of all nations. This is, Jesus said it very clearly. Same as Luke, is that repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning here, beginning in Kelsey, beginning in Sydney. But the heart of God is continued to all nations. It's just important that young people in particular, knowing that this is the place that we start off with, to practice. And the blessing do not just keep worrying about how God, what will be my career? What will be my family in the future? But God's heart, God will prepare everything, will bless you and make you as a blessing of all nations. As I said, it goes from Genesis to Revelation. Because Jesus will come again. His second coming, here is said, Apostle John, he saw this vision. After this, I looked it, and there before me was a great multitude. Remember the word multitude. That is Abraham's name, father of multitudes. Then no one could count. Wow, so many people. Not just Chinese. Not just our own nation, but from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Missional heart of God. What we said about the top line, our bottom line. If that is our mind, that is our brain. Quite often, what we've learned from the Bible really remains there. It's good. At least we know. We know that God has said this. God always said, there's a top line, there's a bottom line. God bless me. God bless, but also bless all nations. We know. But how to make this from mind to the heart? Because whatever you do comes from your heart. That you will do it consistently. The Bible also, Jesus tells us the answer. You see, Jesus went through all the towns and villages. If you read carefully, yes, Jesus have his main stations in the north of the Lake Galilee. That is where many Gentiles are here. If you remember, there is a region called Decapolis. Wow, Jesus preaching there. Decapolis, 10 Gentile cities. So that when Jesus preached, when Jesus talked to them, so many of the Gentiles coming to him. So Jesus, verse 36, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. That missional heart is not just about knowing that, oh, I have to bless them as well. It's more than that. It's about that Holy Spirit in Jesus' heart as well as in our heart. Make us have that compassion when we see it. When we see the crowd, when we see the need, when we see the difficulties in all the people's surroundings. I know that last week, Pastor Ken has talked about the First Nations, the voice referendum coming. That is where I, when I was doing the herbal medicine, seeing the first patient, I started to see the difficulties and challenges that they have been facing. Unless you are really close to them. One of the pastors in Thorney, in my sister church, Chinese and Australian Baptist Church in Thorney. I was from Chinese and Australian Church in West Bryan. So the Thorney is our sister church 30 years ago that they started. And the pastor told me one thing that he's learned is that why we don't have that missional heart is that we don't have that proximity with the people group that we are that we are working for or with them. We are too far away from them. You see that Jesus went through all the villages and towns, really going to them, close to them, and until the time that you're close to them, you will not feel anything. It's just the news on the newspaper, on TV. There's so many news why I'm worrying about them. I have so much of things that I have to worry about myself. Unless you go. Even if you don't go, but you have the prayer news, let's say from many of your church or the gospel workers, yes, you know them, but really bring them close to you. Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. This compassion does not just happen here. If many of you, particularly the young people when in the Sunday school, we all learn about the five loaves of bread and two fishes. Remember that can Jesus use these, the gift from a young kid to feed 5,000 men. So if there are 5,000 men, there are 5,000 women and 5,000 children. Wow, 15,000 people feeding them. Miracle. But looking that, why did Jesus do that? Again, when Jesus went and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them. It is the compassion comes rather than that you know. Yes, we know that there is a top line, bottom line, but it leads that compassion heart. That is the missional heart that we need, that we start to care. Then if we don't have that missional heart, how can we have that missional heart? Jesus tells us the answer. That is the way. What we need to do, according using the NIV, I think what we have been reading is, for example, that is the one of the very common one, the New International Version. It says, ask the Lord of the harvest. Ask. So what is ask? So in Chinese, we learn English, we learn ask. We ask a question if we don't know. We ask also means praying. There are at least two big meaning. So that is what we have seen. Ask the Lord of the harvest. But I just want to show you what the original Greek word, that word actually means. English Standard Version and New American Standard Version are those two, as well as King James, that particular try to translate or those exactly word meaning instead of a whole sentence and message so that you can actually see what that particular word ask means. So is that it pray? But in what way? Is that it pray earnestly? Really want God you give me. New American Standard, beseech. Beseech means really pray urgently, like earnestly, like begging. God, if you don't give me, I won't let you go. Just like Jacob. Grab God, that I won't let you go. Where soul it goes, unless you bless me. That sort of the heart. Pray earnestly. If we don't have that missional heart, Jesus told us we need to pray. This is God's, God really wants us not to bless ourselves, but use ourselves as vessels of blessings, bring all these blessings to all people, all the nations around, not just the Chinese, but all the people groups that are around. And it's from Australia, that is what we have. And one more thing is that quite often when we pray, for example, when we pray for gospel workers, missionaries in Africa that you've never met, you pray. But one thing that we probably love us is that we don't really ask whether what we have been praying, whether God has answered that. And in this same paragraph, according to that version, the message, I don't know if you have young people, you have the message, which is by Eugene Peterson. There's another English version of the Bible. Eugene Peterson put in one more sentence that is not in the original Bible. He added, the prayer was no longer prayed than it was answered. Because you can see that in chapter 9, it's talking about Jesus went through all these towns and then see this large crowd and then have compassion. And then he told his disciples that ask the Lord, pray earnestly. Then suddenly, chapter 10, it changed. Then Jesus called his 12 disciples, to give them authority to cast out evil spirits and heal every disease and sickness. Suddenly, big change. This is already action. Eugene Peterson said, there is one thing we should not miss. These disciples have been praying. And they pray, and God changed their heart. So the prayer already being answered. So with these, I just hope that we will see that that is Jesus tell us how to pray for us. We pray for us is that we know that we are channels of love. We do not just about caring ourselves, but really as channels to bring the blessings to many people. And how to do that, not just in brain, but also in our heart. If we can't do that, we don't have that right now, Jesus said, pray earnestly, begging God, God, give me this compassion heart. You will come, Jesus, you will come again soon, very soon. We do not just live here for ourselves, but for your glory and your name. So I just want to share with you my story. As I said, when Pastor Ken asked me, this is what God's calling. Jesus, Daniel, you do not just concerning about the First Nations health and wealth. God has prepared me for my life. I've been studying in the scientific field as a scientist, as a university teacher. But all these are just background that God prepares. But all this is preparing for his use. I pray to God. I said, God, I'm willing to follow you. So I quit my job when I was in Melbourne at that time during the COVID lockdown. So I decided to quit RMIT, ready to come to Morning College. Morning College to study, to prepare myself to serve the First Nation people. My wife asked me, Daniel, what is the plan? I told her, I will tell her later at that time. Because I said, let's finish this big change. So I have to quit my job, ready to go to Bible college, and also I have to sell my house in Melbourne. I told God, I said, God, I'm willing to follow you, but please give my family a clear sign that this is your will for me and my family. Because I've been studying all my life. I have two PhD. One is in science, one is in education. Even the education one, God used it because I study is about how students from different cultures can learn well. So it's very useful for my First Nations children now. And I have three masters. So this Bible college will be my fourth master. And my families, they will be seeing that, Daniel, you have been spending your life, for your whole life, pursuing your dreams. Even that is about God, about church. I pray to God, I said, God, give my family a clear sign that I'm trying to equip myself to serve the First Nation. Is your will? This house is on auction on that day, 24th of October. A whole week of rain, pouring and flooding. We all know flooding now. Quite a few years ago, the young people, you're not familiar with flooding. But now you see that, well, the tunnels are all waters and the cars are floating. Now you have seen those and you know that that's happened. And it's that whole week is like that. So I've been praying. And the auction will be on Saturday. And one day before, the real estate agent came. His name is Michael. Michael came to me saying, Daniel, good news. He said, the COVID lockdown has eased a little bit. Now it's 10 people will be coming to auction. Wow, I said, good news. Because before it was two. But he said, tomorrow it will be raining. So let's see how these 10 people will be standing in the sitting room. But remember, as I said, I've been praying all that time. Inside, the Holy Spirit tell me. And I told Michael at that time. I said, Michael, tomorrow, Saturday, 1 p.m., we will be auctioned on the dry land. Even 12 may still be raining. Telling him with a little bit of faith. And I also tell my wife and my two girls to have a video meeting Saturday night. Because I want to tell them. Because I trust that God may give me this sign for them. And cut a long story short, miracle. Really, the rain continued on Saturday. 12 until 12:30, that was still raining. My heart was very down, and I went to the backyard. The raindrops falling on my face. I was in the northern suburb, and I saw on the south side, there was a black and heavy cloud moving so quickly on top of my head, and the rains fell heavier. And my heart was heavier because I see that, well, God, I pray for this sign. And it seems it's not that sign yet. But God's miracle came at our man's lowest point. Wow, that cloud moved so quickly from south to north, then suddenly moved 90 degrees. To the airport side, that was on our west. Wow, I was so amazed. I was, where's my mobile phone? Because every hour of the rain, I have been filming those videos. But I know that, and I think that there's no need to film that cloud because there's no direction. I was amazed and looking at that. And then when the clouds moves away, at the edge of the clouds, the sunlight shines through. And then at that time, the door locked. is the moment I understand Apostle Peter in the book of Acts, chapter 10. Peter saw three times the vision about the unclean animal, and God told him to kill it and eat them. And the vision disappeared. Peter was puzzled. What does that mean? But the people are at his door. The Gentiles, the servants, asking him to preach to the first Gentile. Wow. I understand the Bible at that time, and I'm praising God that was the real estate agents. And of course, and that evening, I shared this with my wife and my two daughters. And my eldest daughter, Emily, said, Father, this is like the book of Judge. The Gideon pray that this will be dry sheep skin on the wet land and then rivers. Yes, I said, yeah, girl, I said, that's true, but I will not pray God to do this my second time. God gave our family this sign. It's so gracious already. We should be so thankful to God. And from there onwards, I just quickly flew through. Then that is where in the morning college that I came across Baptist Mission Australia. And I this is my card, supporter card. There's one I can see in the hall, and with this photo. And I said, I will be doing urban and regional, U and R in my future, urban and regional, bringing urban gospel resources, like in this camp scene, bring our urban gospel resources to all nations, to our First Nation people who need the help. Bring from urban to regional and remote. This is my ministry that God called me into. And what? How amazing is that? Then I realized the indigenous Christian leaders told me that 30 years ago, he said, Daniel, you missed the letter M. You are M, it should be. Why? He said, 30 years ago, the global Christian leaders, they came to Australia and they decided that they will support URM, Urban Rural Movement, in the First Nations. But the First Nation gospel organizations, they have never done the work. Why? Conflict. Just like we said about last time. Voice, referendum, it's not just about the people, different people vote. Even the First Nations, they crash. They've never done this work. And they see that when God called Daniel now to say, let's do URUR, without knowing that 30 years ago, God already told them to do URM, I become a messenger of God to tell them, let's work together. Say to you, we are all blessings, not just for ourselves, but for all nations. And then from there onwards, the URM is real. They prepared those pamphlets 30 years ago. And now, that is the ministry that I'm doing. Very important, my mentor remind me, Daniel, don't think that the First Nation people, they have all facing this difficulty is because of they have never heard Jesus. They have heard Jesus. 6 or 7 out of 10, they have heard the gospel. But this is the gospel of heaven. That means they can't do anything right now, except in the future, they've got a ticket to heaven. But that is not really what the gospel is about. The gospel is about transformation to life that will have the energy and the power to face the challenge today with the help of God, Holy Spirit. So that is about the discipleship that we are doing for the First Nation Christian leaders, as well as bringing the urban gospel resources to the regional towns. So bringing churches today, Hornsby churches, from not just Baptist church, but Anglican, Presbyterian churches, and soon I hope that Congregation Church will be part of this team of the urban gospel resources. So we will go there, pray for us. The Presbyterian Church of the Nikum Grace Point will be leading this, that we will go to Gulagambong,
8 hours drive from Sydney. We will go there to help to the First Nations Christian leaders in Bowie. So that is what we will be doing, and we have started to have the TED discipleship for the First Nation Christian, and we started that in the Northern Territory and starting August this year. And because amazing God bring Christian leaders from PNG, Papua New Guinea, to come to serve and help our First Nation Christian leaders in there. So, final slide. It is a question for all of us. When we pray, do we really pray that urgently and earnestly, not just to ourselves, but also about to all nations? This church is great that you have been supporting different gospel workers and missionaries, but do pray earnestly and for them. And for young people, maybe one day God calls you to be a gospel worker, to serve other nations, other people. Even God, you do not have to go, because many of these people comes to us now. Many of our laborers are Indians, are Muslims background. You don't have to go far away, but it is about that. Are they your neighbor? Are you helping them? Do we have that missional heart of God in you? When you pray that, God, do you want me to go? We can welcome them, pray for missionary, and encourage. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you that you, in your Bible, from Old Testament and New Testament, you have shown us so clearly that this is your heart, your will, that you bless us, not just to bless us, but make us as that channel of blessings to all nations. We thank you for, you bless us that we have our wonderful families, wonderful KMC Congregation Church, and also these beautiful countries of Australia that we are living in. Help us when we, every day, when we pray to you, we learn the word of God from you. Pray that we have this missional heart of you in our hearts, that we really see that when you bless us, we all understand that you want us to be blessings to others, to all nations. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.